Hi everyone, welcome to the Primal Pioneer. I'm your host, Heather Shepherd, classical homeopath, primal nutritionist, and primal movement coach. For the past decade, I've been helping people heal and overcome both acute and chronic health struggles, from leaky gut, gut autoimmunity, and cancer, to soft tissue injuries, C. diff, brain injuries, and anxiety disorders using a 100% natural approach. As a former Division I athlete and trainer of professional athletes, I also help people recover from injuries and help them restore their body from the wear and tear that occur from rigorous training. The next few episodes are inspired by a question on my Facebook page, where lately I've been talking a lot about the importance of acute illness and how in many cases, when acute illnesses are approached in the correct ways, they can actually improve health, energy levels, and immune function. However, this is a complete 180 opposite narrative than what we've been taught around approaching acute conditions and our health, such as flu, fever, cold, and as a result, our entire world now fears these natural parts of health, which include acute conditions. And we fear these so much that we go to extreme measures to prevent acute illness, and these measures are often toxic, highly suppressive, and fuel our rates of chronic disease. So enjoy this mini series on immunity. It will most definitely change the way you think about and approach your health. To learn more about health, homeopathy, and rewilding your life, subscribe to this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at sunlight_rx or on Facebook, Heather R. Shepherd. That's H-E-A-T-H-A-R R. Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D. And visit me online at heathershepherd.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show and to the mini series here on immunity and what that really means, how our immune system works, the importance of acute conditions. I'm going to talk about all of this. It seems like a really timely to have this discussion with you all, and it's been encouraged by many of you who follow me on social media. There's been a couple of you asking questions. Hey, Heather, you talk about acutes all the time, the importance of it, the importance of not suppressing them. But why is that? And so this mini series is here to help you better understand the importance of acutes, what they mean when it comes to health, and how you can start to approach them in a proactive way that actually has this huge potential to improve your health, improve your energy production, improve your immunity, and so forth. And so one place that we need to start here is to understand the importance and role of symptoms. So any symptom that your body has, this is the immune system's response to help prevent the pathology from going deeper into the body. If you didn't have symptoms, you would there wouldn't be this there would the valve would be removed. There would be a very thin protection that you have against pathogens, toxins, even emotional experiences. When you experience a grief, when you experience anxiety, when you go into fight or flight, right, your body produces symptoms, and the role of symptoms is to prevent the mental, the emotional, the physical symptom that you're experiencing from penetrating into the deeper layers of your body. And so we don't want to suppress our symptoms, or we don't want to use suppressive therapies that kind of put this band-aid on our symptoms, right? Anti-anxiety medications, antidepressants. These are, while they may be necessary in the short term for some people, these are never things we want to rely on, because they're going to push the pathology into the deeper layers of the body, and you're going to develop chronic conditions later in life as a result. But specifically when we have some kind of acute symptom. There's a real reason behind this. A core reason is to prevent the pathogen or the pathology from going deeper into the body. And I'm going to give you a few examples here. So a cough. You may have a cough, right? And the cough is a way to help the body expel bacteria, expel pathogens out. And so if you just immediately take cough syrup, that's going to, while the cough may go away, the actual pathology will often go into deeper layers. And so the cough goes away, but, you know, maybe in a few weeks, in a month, in 2 months, you start to develop asthma, or you start to develop pneumonia, or maybe you start to get a sore throat, right? So the pathology will work its way down as we suppress it. You know, the tonsils, this is a very important part of our immune system, and we're quick to remove it. And the tonsils are actually this first line, or one of the first lines of defense for the lungs. They prevent the lungs from being invaded by pathogens. And if the pathogen makes it to the lungs, the response of the body and the immune system, it's going to be much more intense. You know, it's going to affect a primary function that your body does every day, which is breathing, right? So let's say you have a strep throat or tonsillitis, and your tonsils get inflamed, or your throat, you know, area gets inflamed, and you start to hack mucus and et cetera. This is an attempt of your body to expel the pathogen and prevent it from going into the deeper layers into the lungs. So our bodies do this all the time. They produce symptoms as a way to protect our deeper organs, all of them are essential, but these really crucial organs, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, etc. So another one is anxiety. You know, nobody likes to feel anxious. But when we suppress anxiety attacks over time, when we suppress them with anti-anxiety medications, the anxiety is going to turn into eventually some, oh, I can't remember words. I can't remember. I can't remember the name of this thing. You're going to have this forgetfulness. And that can really take a turn into dementia and then Alzheimer's. And all of these chronic conditions, the chronic diseases we have today, are a result in most cases that we have suppressed so much that the body is now in this chronically ill state. And I'm going to talk about why this is and how that this occurs throughout this little mini series. But one of the most helpful symptoms our immune system produces to help burn up toxins, pathogens, pathogenic microbes is high fever, fever over 101.3. This is a huge, huge role that the immune system plays to help prevent pathology from going deeper into the body and to help prevent chronic disease. So when we suppress these things, when we suppress these acute symptoms, this is very problematic to our immune system, to our overall health, to our energy levels, and it really sets the stage for chronic disease. However, we've been trained to have this knee-jerk response to a symptom. We immediately want to make it go away, and we want to really just whatever it takes to not feel anxious, to not have the sore throat, to not feel nauseous, to get over the flu. We're almost, most people are get into this panic state when these symptoms come up. We want them out of our body immediately. And believe me, you know, nobody really wants to be sick. And there's ways we can definitely expedite our healing process around acutes in a proactive way. However, we've been trained to immediately suppress our symptoms. And we suppress our symptoms when we take any type of suppressive drug. So, for example, you know, antibiotics. Somebody has strep throat, give antibiotics, right? What usually typically follows this pattern after giving antibiotics for strep throat, maybe one time or several times, is then the tonsils become super inflamed. And so the response of the allopathic world is remove the tonsils, or we'll get strep throat, and then after a while we'll no longer get strep throat anymore, but now we have bronchitis, now we have pneumonia, or now we develop asthma. So the antibiotics suppress the acute, push it down deeper into the body, so no longer are you getting strep throat. But now you have asthma, now you have bronchitis every year, now you have pneumonia pretty, you know, maybe once a year, every other year. There's this a deeper pathology that starts to form. And so we also see there's this really big correlation between individuals who have had tonsillectomies and IBS and IBD, irritable bowel disease. So as you can see, this started with strep throat. We took antibiotics maybe once or maybe several times. And then this whole cascade of events follows over the coming years, right? Maybe a tonsillectomy, bronchitis, pneumonia, asthma, and then, IBS and IBD. And those can be very, very, hindering disorders, more challenging to treat. The deeper it gets into the body, it's going to be a little bit more challenging to treat. It's going to take more time to treat it versus think about IBD, irritable bowel disease, or IBS, versus treating strep throat, right? Strep throat is much more towards the surface of the body, much more easy to heal. It's going to be a much more rapid healing than something like IBD or IBS. We can also look at something like hay fever, allergies. People take Claritin or other over-the-counter drugs. Over-the-counter drugs have a suppressive effect on the immune system. It'll make the initial symptom better, but it will cause this cascade of other symptoms on deeper levels of the body. So hay fever or Claritin, you know, you take Claritin for something like this or for your allergies. But then what results? You have brain fog. Maybe you get a headache. Maybe you're more susceptible to something like a viral infection around the head or the spine area from taking that over-the-counter medication, right? Something like shingles. And this could also then in the deeper layers lead to a depression. So you see, when we go about this suppressive approach, yes, the initial complaint may get better, but then you are left with all these other things on deeper layers to address. And now you're going to have to address those. And often we just continue to suppress. And this is a huge issue and huge cause around our chronic diseases. So also, I'll just take one more example here in the case of chronically constipated people. What is our response is take a laxative, do enemas, and people who rely on these practices, they tend to experience fatigue, and then they'll experience mood imbalances, and then they'll get to this depression, anxiety state. And this is simply because we've suppressed the constipation, the colon. So key medicines, practices that suppress are antibiotics, corticosteroids, vaccines, prescription drugs, both over-the-counter and what your doctor prescribes you. Tylenol for fever is really not a great idea. That's like a last-ditch effort. Really, there's a huge importance in fever and high fever in the role of health, healing, immunity as well. And I'll continue to unfold and disclose what the importance of that fever is. So these suppressive therapies are often our first line of defense. It's what we've been taught to go to, first, sore throat, hay fever, any acute condition that you're experiencing. We first look to antibiotics, corticosteroids, prescription drugs, over-the-counter medications, and then we're trained to think that getting a regular vaccine schedule or something like a yearly flu shot or a shingles shot is protective against health. But these approaching health in this way is really not approaching health at all, so to speak. We're making the body more sick, because when we suppress an acute condition, we're leading the body over time towards a chronic condition. And in the next episode, I'm really going to dive into this, but the more you suppress your acutes, the less you will get those acutes. However, what those acutes will be replaced with is chronic disease, a chronic condition. So what are some proactive ways to approach your symptoms? So number one, suppressive drugs should only be used in this like last ditch effort. They should not be the number one thing that we reach to when it comes to our acute symptoms. Number two, we want to let the symptoms play out and support the immune system. There's many ways to do this, but we want to support the immune system and letting the symptoms play out. This shouldn't be something that's dragged on for days and days and weeks, because a strong immune system will actually be able to get over an acute much more rapidly than a weak immune system. So somebody with a weaker immune system, it's going to take them 5, 7, 10, 30, 60 days to get over an acute infection that they have. It's going to take them much longer. That if it takes your body longer to get over an acute, this is a key sign that your immune system is not strong enough. Because if it's strong enough, it can produce symptoms, right? Your body's attempt at helping to heal your body and preventing the pathology from going deeper. If your immune system is strong enough, it's going to do its job of producing symptoms that are strong enough to help you expel the pathogen or toxin that you are healing from. So for example, if you have a flu, individuals who are able to get a fever of 101.3 or higher are going to get over the flu much more rapidly than somebody who can only get a fever of 99, 100, because that fever is not high enough to quite literally burn up the pathogens or toxins that the body is inundated with. So a fever over 101 will move you towards a cure much faster. And that was number three. Number four, suppressing acute symptoms will lead to chronic illness. So not everyone starts out with a chronic illness today. You know, we don't start off with our lives off with type 2 diabetes or hypertension or MS or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or cancer. You know, there are some extreme cases like that, which is a huge red flag that the parent's health was really poor before they conceived the child. But in most cases today, people get chronic illnesses later in life. And those chronic illnesses develop when we suppress our acutes over time. Number five way to approach our symptoms in a proactive way, are to use medicines that don't actually suppress. And this is, of course, why I love homeopathy so much, because let's take an example here. I've treated many people who have had, I'm just going to call it the flu this year, right? And the treatment for these people have not been, I can't say that I've used the same remedy for any, similar condition. We'd call it the flu. Everybody has received a different remedy for treating that condition. However, when it comes to acutes and homeopathy, when you administer the correct remedy, typically there will be a very short time period where the symptoms actually heighten. So somebody may have been having the chills, but then they'll take the remedy, they'll have a chills, and they'll have a fever of 101.8, 102, 103, and they'll have that fever for a very short period of time. Once the fever breaks in a few hours, then they feel much better, and they not only feel better, but then the days to follow, they notice they have more energy, they are feeling better in their body, and they're feeling better on the mental, emotional, and physical levels. So homeopathy, quite literally, one of the brilliant things that it does is that it helps the immune system strengthen itself. And it does so, and by doing so, it will literally produce some symptoms. You should experience some symptoms. We call this an aggravation in homeopathy, for a short period of time, very short period of time. And after that aggravation has subsided, there is a noticeable amelioration. The symptoms are better. The individual feels better. There's no deeper pathology that starts to show up a week, a month, 6 months, a year later, right? And this is a huge way that we can approach acute illness in a non-suppressive way, but in a way that actually strengthens the immune system. So approaching our symptoms in these ways will keep the immune system stronger. It'll prevent chronic disease. It's going to prevent disease from going into deeper layers of your body. And during the next episode, I'm going to talk all about the importance of acutes and how to approach these from a natural, health-supportive standpoint.